all about Jesus. I got excited when God laid this on my heart. And it's from Colossians 1:18, but we'll read from verse 12. Let's read together. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. I want you to notice that, all things. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. In all things, he might have the preeminence. The preeminence means to be first among all, in all things. And keeping Jesus is what I want to talk about first in our church. We know that the church of Laodicea had a problem of locking Jesus out of the church. We know that the church of Ephesus had a problem. They lost their first love. But I pray that our church, Grace Bible Baptist Church, will not have any of these problems arise in 2014 and onwards. That we can say Jesus has the preeminence. It's not about me, it's about him. I really believe that if we keep this focus, it's not about me, it's about him, our church will go on. Our church will continue. Our candle would not be blown out. See, the problem is, as many churches break down, divide, people leave, run and go, is because it's about them. But if they stay and they say it's about him, then I believe with all my heart that church will continue on. Continue to glorify God.